Welcome to the Ado Show. If you are watching or streaming this episode, thank you so much for tuning in today. I have an incredible show for you guys today. I feel it. I feel that I have an incredible show today. I'm feeling great today, man. For real. I'm feeling great. Like, for real, for real. Like, I cannot play with you guys. I'm actually feeling good. I'm not playing. Like, I just can't play. I'm feeling great, man. I really am feeling great. But let me tell you something that doesn't make me feel great. When you are sitting right next to somebody or across from somebody and they just have this odor. And the odor is just so smelly. And I feel like there's another vocab word for this. However, I just can't get over people who have an odor. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter how much they shower, how much they put on deodorant, how much soap they use. They still have an odor. And I'm talking like throughout the body. Like, I remember I was in elementary school. And this one kid, bro, always had an odor, bro. Like, I'm telling you, bro, it was not funny, bro. And I never pointed it out because I never wanted to make him feel bad. But I was like, you know when he was around because he had that smell to him. And it was not a good smell, but it wasn't a bad smell at all. It was just like what, like, why? You feel me? Like, I don't know. If I didn't want to offend him. Like, you should control that. Maybe he didn't know. I don't know. But, like, you know those people who just had an odor, and it was like, come on, man. Like, if anybody did, I know somebody can relate to this. I know somebody's like, yo, I know exactly what that dude guy is saying. Yo, like, it just gets to me. I don't like with people who have the odors and stuff, and it's just like, all right, I know you want to be friends with me, and, you know, I got love for you, but I got love from afar. That's what I say. You feel me? Distance, I got love, you know, from a distance. You feel me? Let's play ball from afar. That's what I'm saying. I just me with the older stuff, and I'm like, okay, you know those people. So let me tell you something. So at the age that I was at, seeing my boy, I was about to just say his name, but I'm not gonna say it. Because then I'm going to get more in depth about this person. And it wasn't just him, but it was somebody else who I found out also had the same thing later on. And I was like, and it wasn't until I got older, I was like, I don't know what it is, but like, bro, man, we got to fix it, man. Like, I know you didn't have this odor. Like, I know you didn't have this odor all your life, man. And I actually I didn't call him out in public, but I was like, hey, bro, I did let him know. Let's see. I was about it wasn't the same person in elementary school, but it was I had to be like 16 at the time. Yeah. No. 15? Either 15 or 16 at the time. And this guy, he's a good friend, but man, a good friend who has an odor, like what? And it wasn't just his body, but it was his mouth, bro. You know what's so crazy? He brushed his teeth at school and tried to prove to me that, like, he does brush his teeth and stuff, because I would make jokes about, like, yo, are you sure you brush your teeth today? And you know, the guy said he did, and I was like, oh, okay. But then he was like, you know what I'm gonna do for you, Adu? I'm going to go to the school bathroom and just brush my teeth. What person comes to school with a toothbrush? But I believe it was the day before when I said something. He's like, all right, tomorrow I'm going to bring a toothbrush and I'm going to show you. So the next day he brought in a toothbrush. I believe he brushed his mouth out, or not just did more than just brushing his mouth out, brushed his whole teeth. And he was like, all right, you see, I don't smell. And I smelling doesn't have to do with anything about the teeth, but my or your mouth. But my mouth, is my mouth the same? And I said, when he came out, I said, yes. Here's the thing. I like helping people, bro. So I said, hey, why don't you go to the doctors for this or something? Because I feel like you actually could get, I wouldn't say help, but I feel like you, yeah, help in that department. You could tell he brushed his teeth, but he still had that smell in his mouth. So he had the smell in his mouth, but he already brushed his teeth. That's what I'm talking about. And for anybody who knows what I'm talking about, you understand that I'm not crazy. Like, literally, this guy was like, bruh. And then I had to question myself to make sure it wasn't me. And it wasn't me. So going back to this guy, when I was 15, 16 years old, it was like, I was struggling, man. He's a good friend of mine. A really good friend, you know. God help him though. You feel me? I appreciate him. However, I just don't want anybody to go with an odor, bro. You going around and you saying hi to everybody, and you say you shower, you say you use soap, you say you wash your hands. Now I get that, but your smell and your body tells a different message. You feel me? However, I do believe in hygiene. I do believe in sanitizing, the cleansing. I believe in that. I believe in washing the hands, sanitizing, the cleansing. I will find somewhere to go to get what I need to cleanse whatever needs to be cleansed. You feel me? Or I'll have somebody else do it, and I'll tell them exactly what they need to do. And besides that thought, I'm going to go to this thought, which will put me in a different mindset, because now I want to just cleanse my hands and wash everything that I see that is that I see. I know y'all don't know what that means, but for the people who know me, that I've been talking about this recently about the cleansing, y'all know what I'm talking about. Okay, so I encourage you, while this commercial break is happening, go and cleanse. That's the message for today. Go and cleanse. There's more of the Ado Show after this. I'll be right back. Stick around. To the Ado Show, my guest for today is a musician, artist, songwriter. Help me welcome the incredible, the talented Zach Lloyd. Man, thank you so much for stopping by the show. And also, just to let you know, like, we have you turned up so high in the house because we're all like in high energy. So if you hear us yelling for no reason, it's because we were excited to have you on. And then you also, like, man, you just do a lot, and we love everything that you're doing. But man, thank you so much for stopping by. What's up? How you doing? What's good?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course, man. And also, you have your producer right next to you. And I'm so excited because no one has done this before. We've had people walk in or pop in to say like a quick hello as a surprise. But man, like we've never had two people. Is I love that because I'm an artist that works with so many other people. And I literally, you know, so crazy. I'm not gonna say what platform it is, but I literally got a invitation to go to the West Coast to do a show, and I told a producer, I want you to come with me and do this right next to me because I know I'm the main person, but I want you right next to me because you were a part of the whole thing and you had a hand in the whole thing. So I love it, man. Nice to meet you, Gio. All
Nice to meet
right. I know I got a heart for you guys for real. But man, dude, you're amazing on drums, Zach. How did you get your start, man?
On drums, man, I started a little bit later than I feel like a lot of other people did on kit. So for me, it was sixth grade middle school percussion, like a lot of kids, is when I first started, and then just wanted to play in the jazz band. Didn't really know anything about drumming, and then just kind of slowly learned over time. So that's kind of how I started.
I saw you at the Keystone Corner. I was just like, okay, dope. This guy's probably been doing it for a minute now. And you're like sixth grade. I'm like, you know, so crazy. I'm looking back when I was in fifth grade, which I know wasn't long ago. And I was like, to me, it wasn't long ago. But I was like, most of those people who were in percussion still play drums, but don't do all the crazy stuff and whatnot. And you don't have to like be on a drum kit, but even with like the timpanis and all the other percussion instruments, they're not as coordinated or whatever I should say. And you just do your thing in an amazing creative way, and I love everything that you do, man. Now I usually don't do this on the show, but we're gonna jump right into this new project, man, that I'm excited to talk about, man. This new project, Me and the Midnight Wax, what does this project mean to you, man?
Man, well, first off, I'm really happy that we could do this interview with Gio here. Gio mixed and mastered the project. All the production was really done on his end. It was a combination effort, but like everything was actually made in his crib, like right here. So the fact that it just ended up being like that worked out really well. Man, this project means it means a lot. It was the first one. To come out. I have made music for a long time. I mean, since early high school, me and Gio have been making music. It was trash. It was bad. And I like slowly got better, just like anything else. And then just like at a couple parties or something. I remember like one party in particular. I can't remember which one it was. I did a freestyle, and
I think it was for the release party me and Saul did for.
So there's another artist here. I'm from Houston, right? So we're back in Houston right now. Another artist that ran with us, Savoir Frosty, that's the cat. And we were at a release party for one of his functions, and Gio was doing some crazy DJ set, and I dropped a freestyle. And I remember after we did that, I remember him and Saul both getting on me about like getting serious about this, and really starting to like take it more seriously. And it was around that time that I was like, all right, I really want to do a project, put it together. Put a lot of time into it. And we knew we didn't have like a lot of resources. We couldn't record like a live band to like a super high quality. We knew that we weren't going to be able to put out a big project just because of time constraints. You know, it was the summer. So we just kind of came to this conclusion that we wanted to put out something that was short and concise, and that was plausible. Like that was something we would be able to put out with what we had. And really just showed the colors that we wanted to. And yeah, I'm very happy with kind of what we were able to do with it.
That's amazing, man. Speaking of just the idea behind this, and the whole creative, man. First of all, Gio, I literally listened to the project, and I just want to say, Well done. Literally, seriously, man. And by the way, this is not even on here. I was thinking about putting it on here myself, even though the producers took care of this. But I was like, man, Houston, my favorite, and I'm talking about my favorite artist who comes from Houston, man. He recorded two of my favorite records, one in Houston, one in Austin. And I said,
who is man, it?
His name's Israel Houghton. He's done a lot in Houston, and the records that he's put out and the musicians that he's had behind him was like, pew, like, yeah, man. And then having his drummer on the show, which was earlier when I first started this show, was like, man, like, what in the world? Like, I watched you as a 7-year-old. Not knowing what five toms were and how to tune them, and why am I breaking so many heads, and how is he hitting so hard, and I break the minute I get the head. So it's like, yeah, we're talking drum heads, just in case you guys know, since I forgot this is a show where not only musicians watch. However, I love it, man. Having the idea to do this project, from the first idea of this whole thing, did the idea for this go as planned when it came to production and songwriting?
Yeah, so in terms of actually like putting the project together and the ideas, me and the Midnight Wax, I think just as a concept, was something that I'd like really played around with for a while, just this idea of like just getting, like one aspect of it is really just like getting lost in the music and records, especially from a jazz background, because jazz just like stresses listening and listening and listening and just exploring as much music as you possibly can, coming from that. And then when you start getting into hip hop production, it's the exact same thing. You know, it's listening and listening and listening, just trying to find that perfect record that nobody's ever heard before. And most of the songs were actually produced the same way, where I came through with a sample that I had chopped up already, and I had the verse on top of it, and then Gio took it and just took it to a different level. You know, he just would throw some sauce on there that I just don't have the like the technical ability or like the mind to do. So that was just dope. And then just like, yeah, just trying to find this avenue where it's like you get lost in the music and the records and all of that, and like how that interacts with all the other parts of your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you spend all this time on music and trying to use the music to find something, you know, figure out all this that you got questions about, and like what it can answer and what it can't. I feel like was a lot of what I was writing about, what I was thinking about.
From the very, very beginning of this whole thing, and I'm not just talking about projects, records, I'm talking about music. How did you get your start behind drums?
Well, like I said, so I started playing drums and percussion sixth grade, and when I started playing kit, I think it was in eighth grade that a teacher here in Houston by the name of Joel Fulgham saw me play. Yeah, no, that's the GOAT. Taught or saw me play at like a festival in the eighth grade and pulled me aside and was like, I want to teach you lessons, because I hadn't had any serious education at that point. And my freshman year, I attended this private Catholic school that I wasn't really about, but you know, it was a school I just ended up going to. And my sophomore year, I transferred into the high school for visual and performing arts. And that's where me and Gio transferred in that same year, sophomore year. And I feel like that's really when like my musical career like started. I started taking drums more seriously, started working on music more seriously. So like talking about the start, like sure, like I started playing drums in sixth grade and like I learned what music was, but I feel like getting to the high school for visual and performing arts, and if you don't know, the one in Houston is like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Eric Harland, Chris Dave, Robert Glasper, Solange.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Yes.
So yeah, for jazz, like everybody has come through this school. So just being there feels like you have these big shoes to fill. Yeah. And it pushed us to just work, yeah, just constantly work.
Man, I mean, you put yourself in that space. It's like to infinity and beyond. Go, just go. You feel me? Experiment, go. And I can't wait to hear and see what you're about to do in music. And also Geo too, because I'm sitting up here looking at you and I'm like, bro, like in a year from now, I would not be able to get in contact with you. Just imagine. And look, here we go. Zoom telling me that I have 10 minutes. And you know what? We're going to do let this show be dedicated to Zach Lloyd, man. Because, like, I'm literally doing this whole thing. And Zoom's in the timer is literally just rushing me. It's fine. It's okay. Whatever. Everybody likes to rush to do because they don't think I'm important or what I'm talking about is important. But this is legendary, man. And I love this. With what you do in music, what are you wanting to do future-wise as an artist?
Well, I think that I'm in a very privileged position as an artist right now. I think that I'm just, I have a lot of really wonderful things at my disposal. I've gotten to do some really great things recently. Of course, you know, there's the demo or three or four or five that me and Gio got in the bank ready to go out.
Yeah, no, we have some crazy shit in the vault.
You have no idea what's coming, like, already. Like, this shit is nuts. But also, like, you know, talking Baltimore, like, maybe I was recently in the studio with Brandon Woody. Maybe I've been just doing some really cool stuff. So, but in terms of the future, I think that I just want to be able to take advantage of everything that's accessible to me in an artistic way. So I have just these great musicians and composers at Peabody, just like some of the craziest players. I mean, you talk with Leo, you know, his head is just in different places. You know, I've got Gio and everybody here. Everybody here back home understands my artistic vision, understands what I'm trying to do and like where we can take this music. And then I've got, you know, the city of Baltimore and the great musicians. I just have a lot that's accessible to me. And I want to, there's some ideas and some projects in the works where I would be able to actually take advantage of just
everything,
right? Because that's what the best artists did. They saw what was around and what was accessible. And they understood that they needed to use all of it to put out the best product that they could. Wow. And that's the goal. That's the mindset.
We got to take a break and we got to talk some more. I really want to talk some more. Oh my gosh. I love this. My heart, man, is like, oh, my heart is in music, bro. Stick around. There's more of the Ado Show after this. We'll be right back with Zach Lloyd. Welcome back to the Ado Show. So, I wanted to ask Gio, because a lot of my friends are engineers, actually, and our bond is like this, honestly. It's not, I feel like my bond with engineers are like this more than producers for now. Might change, I don't know, but like, it's just really like this. So, like, how did you get your start, bro?
So I've always been interested in it. Like as a kid, I downloaded little beat making apps and on my phone when I was younger and stuff like that. But my uncle gifted me FL Studio, and that's when I started. And then I didn't take it seriously. I just, you know, did it for fun. And then when COVID came, I got interested again, and I got a setup and everything, and I was like, I'm gonna do this for real. And then after that, I haven't stopped since.
But it's, and the crazy part about it is like, it's so, these stories are simple, but the creativity is like, psh, And then imagine me getting off this show, right? Or you guys getting off this show after we tape all this, and y'all come up with this whole thing, a whole other project that I was like, bro, I just had them on, and like now they got this like thing that is like excellent. That's why I had to get you for this record now, because if I hear about the next record, I'm not able to get in contact with you guys because I'm not there yet as a talk show host. Then it's just like, okay, respect. But hey, man, guess what? I kind of envisioned this all happening way before it was even a thought. So hey, I'm taking this, man. I'm taking this. But I love you. I love your story, man. Gio, I literally got a heart for engineers and what they do, and the whole thing. The project is amazing, for real. The project is amazing.
Engineers need their love, bro.
Yeah,
they do. That's it.
Yeah. Now you also, Zach, did the project with Leonardo Zurita, which I actually told you who was on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't know. What was the process like working with him?
The process working with Leo, honestly, like working with him, it was just like, you know, we're hanging, working on music all the time, going to school together. I just see him and we got similar interests. We listen to similar music. I'm a big fan of his playing. I mean, I don't know if you were able to see, I presented some original compositions at a show recently and he was the pianist for that, because he's just such an incredible player. I wanted him on that. And yeah, working with Leo was just super casual, especially on I Didn't Know. I Didn't Know was me and him kicking it in a room. We found a sample, he chopped it up. I had some verse in the vault on my phone and I just put it down. Wasn't too much to it. We just were messing around and recorded it. And then he hit me and said that he put it out. Yeah, that's really all it was for I Didn't Know. It wasn't like me and the Midnight Wax. Yeah. Like it wasn't premeditated. We didn't do a lot. It was just like something we made and we thought we'd throw out. But working together with him was great. And there's probably, you know, more to come in the future. Maybe some things that are a little bit more put together, like premeditated. So yeah.
Incredible, bro. And Gio, you said that's your place that you guys are at right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I love it. I love the essence in the wallpaper. I keep getting distracted. I'm like, okay, let me shut up. All right, I love it. I love it. Yeah, you know I love it. I'm just looking at them like, man, I just want to be in that room so bad. Let me fly to Houston today. I'll book a flight today.
You feel me? Hey, come through.
Let me book a flight.
Well, hey, man.
Yeah, come through. Come hang. This is the spot.
I'm not playing, y'all. Y'all think I'm joking. I'll book a flight. I'll leave right now. This is the last couple tapers I have to do. I'll fly over there. For real. You think I'm playing?
I'm going to headquarters.
Hey, come do the live interview.
I don't play. That's what I'm saying. If I could talk to y'all all day, I would. I love you guys. Like, for real. This is an amazing day. This is like an amazing day to talk to Zach and Gio. Let's talk more about your new record, man. Me and the Midnight Wax, which is available now. What was the big idea behind this?
The big idea behind me and the Midnight Wax. Yeah, I think the album really speaks to like a transitional period in my life. I mean, we made this right before me and Gio left for school. Gio's out in Chicago. You know, I'm off in Baltimore with you. And you know, so we're sitting here making this project, thinking about how we're about to leave. And Houston was a city that I came to love like a little bit later. And it definitely became my home through my high school years. So I think like a lot of it, just like, I'm just kind of talking, like, especially through the verses, is just kind of running back through my childhood. You know, the verses are whatever, their stories, their dreams, things that happened, things I came up with, whatever, but it's just like running through these themes of like, you know, growing and trying to find your place and your voice and what role, hence me and the Midnight Wax. If you don't know me and the Midnight Wax is referring to vinyl records, right? Is like an old slang term for that. So it was just like me processing that through the music and trying to figure out how like this attachment to records can turn into something.
The heart in this, man, I love it. Man, you guys are amazing. I literally gotta spend like 3 days with you guys, like in a session, because I feel like if I come out, just watch me. If you will know when I'm spending a lot of time with Zach and Gio for like a long period of time, because I'll come out and I'll be like, guys, I'm on a whole nother like spectrum of music, bro. It's not even funny, because I'm looking at you guys as like for who you are now, and then I'm thinking about myself, and I'm like who you are and what makes you an artist and what makes you an engineer and what makes you do what you do best. It's like, it's crazy amazing to me. And it's like, as sometimes as individuals, we don't get to see it because we are that person. And you can look at it in the mirror all you want, but seeing yourself is so hard because you're the person who's performing and creating and stuff. So having people tell you all the time, like, man, you're amazing and what you give out, it's like, bro, like, do you guys like realize like the impact y'all are making? Like, even looking at you guys is like, what in the world? And why does this kid, which I'm not, I feel like I'm a kid, just, bro, please, like, get, like, I feel like the ideas and the stuff is like, I love just difference. You feel me? I feel like this is just so different for me, and I love it. This is such a treat for me. I love it. This is amazing, man. And literally, yeah, you guys just has made my
really
day.
A treat for us, though. Like,
yeah, no, really.
We're the kids, man. We're,
no,
we're
no, 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 no. You like
hanging and like you want to do an interview. That's
like
crazy,
we're like
for us,
yeah, because we're just. I mean, we're talking about like, yeah, we made it in this room, man. This is bedroom. Like we're just kids making music, and we're trying to make something cool, but. We're just making music. Like, we don't know what we're doing.
You're trying
to find a place with it. Like,
you're way more than just kids with music. You're way more than just kids doing music. See, don't even downplay that. It's like you guys are amazing. Thank you so much for stopping by the show, Gio. It's so nice to meet you, man. And you stop by whenever you want. You hit me up. See, I feel like a kid. And I don't want to leave. Thanks so much for stopping by the show.
Thank you. I appreciate
you guys. Me and the Midnight Wax is available now. Zach Lloyd and Gio, everybody. Stick around. There's more of their Do Show after this. Well, that's all the time that I have for today. If you would like to view clips from today's show, head on over to my YouTube channel for more exclusive content. Also, if you want to stream full episodes of this show, you can, since the show is on all streaming platforms, which are available for download on the Google Play Store and the App Store. And finally, make sure to tune in to the Do Show every day, only on YouTube.com and on all other streaming platforms available. I want to say thanks to Zach Lloyd and a special thanks to Gio. Stay cool, live life. Until next time.